أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولكل جعلنا موالي مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون والذين عقدت أيمانكم فآتوهم نصيبهم إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verse number 33 of Surah An-Nisa. In the last verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had prohibited us. Allah Ta'ala had prohibited us from desiring those ni'mas that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had granted to others, which were from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's side unachievable by the human. With regards to that, we discussed that there were those that had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the women, and they had asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the question with regards to the men going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are rewarded obviously for that, whilst the women are prohibited from that. There are also narrations that there was also then the remark to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but then men, sons, get double their sisters, the daughters of a deceased person. So in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مَوَالِيَا مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. And for each person, we have made inheritors from that which parents or close family members have left as estates. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed in the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat who will get what share. That is all known to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Why? Ulama have given, for example, just for us to understand, why daughters will get half of the brothers of the sons, is because when we see a girl as she grows, she is always the responsibility of her father. And then thereafter, she goes into marriage, and then she becomes the responsibility of the husband. And if you look at a son, he will always be responsible for himself, and he will have to become responsible for his spouse. So these are some of the reasons that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given the shares the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided it. Thereafter Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ أَقَدَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَآتُوهُمْ نَصِيبَهُمْ. In the time of paganism and early Islam, there was a concept between people that one person will become what they termed as a halif of another person. Two people will engage in a little contract between them. This will be, for example, one would say to the other that if there are any penalties that you have to pay by the law, then I will also join you in paying it. In other words, I will also become responsible for it. And like that, the opposite, that if it is me that has to pay some penalty, then you will also become part of it, responsible for it. And in this way, they would live their lives. And then when one of them would pass away, then the other would become an inheritor of that estate of the person. Some narrations have it, it will be like 1/6 that one person will get of the other in this association or relation of being a halif. Then we also had the occasion in Makkah Mukarramah also, and then again in Medina Munawwara to a larger extent, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah, those that were very weak from the outside that came into Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam created this aqdul muakhat, that was the pact of brotherhood between some of the weak sahaba and some of the local stronger sahaba, and that became then the norm when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrat, which is famously known in Islamic history, between the Muhajirin and the Ansar. So that pact had also taken place, and in the very early days of Islam, those brothers would inherit from the other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to all of it, but the ulama by and large have stated that this had become abrogated by the other verses of the Quran Sharif. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ أَقَدَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَآتُوهُمْ نَصِيبَهُمْ. And those people in whom, with whom you had entered into a contract, فَآتُوهُمْ نَصِيبَهُمْ, then grant them their shares, grant them their portions, whatever was arranged between the two. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِدًا. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witness to all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes and sees, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes the witness. And this becomes a very general thing, that whatever there was a pact between two people, or if there was any contract between two people, there were promises made between two people, remember always, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness. It could have been written and the documents got lost, or it was not written but it was verbal. All of that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala obviously will bring that issue up on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.